Once to be a triple threat in theater meant being able to act, sing, and dance. In the charming musical Presto Changeo, playing at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass., triple threat means to act, sing, and perform sleight-of-hand magic. Presto Changeo is a musical about three generations of magicians. On opening night, the performers were better than competent with various magic tricks, especially some involving a little red ball. The performers would make them appear under a cup or pull them out of unexpected places during the course of the show, to the delight of the audiences. Best of all, their tricks didn't involve making audiences disappear at intermission. This is an engaging show that is rarely less than involving. It looks good, sounds good, and makes you feel good. Presto Changeo is a production of Barrington Stage's Musical Theater Lab, which is dedicated to providing emerging musical theater composers and lyricists a place to get a first-class production of their work. This production features a talented cast that has enviable Broadway credits. The technical staff is even more polished, with Tony boards aplenty. It's directed by Mark Bruni, whose production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, is still selling out on Broadway. It's easy to see why such talent is attracted to this work by the young team of Eric Price and Joel Wagner. However, no matter how enjoyable it is, it's wise to realize the work is in early stages of development. Presto Changeo is a charming, feel-good piece of theater that has its heart in the right place. Though each character has a flaw, they are each engaging and lovable. The play takes us on a journey in which each person finds a reason to heal themselves and their relationships. A little more edge and tension would help, but even if the journey is rather predictable, that's all right, because the trip is fun. A benefit of such talented cast is they can find the emotions in even the safest of journeys. For instance, the role of Sheldon, the grandfather, who is quickly sliding into dementia and worse, played by Lenny Wolpe. He makes every scene he is in rich with warmth and caring. Dementia has become almost a cliche in theater over the past decade. But Wolpe not only makes Sheldon lovable, he brings a sense of authenticity to a man who shows that by losing his skills with magic, it is a sign that he's losing his battle to stay alive. Barbara Walsh is also strong playing Mary, as she makes honest the woman's complicated relationships with her family. She is tender as Sheldon's daughter, overprotective as the mother of the conflicted magician Michael, and cautious with her overambitious magician ex-husband, the untrustworthy Lance. Walsh also kills with her rendition of the title song. Gerard Spector is a vital Michael, the 30-year-old who has been banned from magic for exposing the secrets of Lance's tricks. Jenny Barber is a delight as Tina, Lance's assistant and would-be magician herself. Tina and Michael are enjoyable individual characters who might make a great couple. Bob Walton is fun as the underwritten Uncle Arthur, a character who exists solely as a plot device. Michael Rupert is capable as Lance, a magician who has, at one time or another, done each of the others wrong. Though Rupert is sensitive enough for the others to forgive, the character would be better served by a portrayal that exudes irresistible charm. Presto Changeo is a charming, always engaging work that needs more attention. It tries very hard to be pleasing, which usually results in safe theater rather than challenging work. This safety is shown in the pleasing score that serves the work, but does not have a memorable song. As for the book, it has two endings. One is poignant, and the other looks like a last-minute addition in search for a happy ending that is upbeat and happy. Happy is nice and safe, but poignant is braver. Presto Changeo, as it exists now, is a charming, well-executed musical that could use more risk-taking. Presto Changeo is at Barrington Stage Company at the St. Germain Theater, 36 Linden Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, through June the 11th. For tickets and schedule information, call 413-236-8888. This is Bob Gevert from the Troy Record.